Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victory Over Death. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Philippians 1, he says, verse 20, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is loss. Loss. Huh? Sorry for your loss. Huh? We lost mama. We lost grandpa. Sorry for your loss. To die is loss. Huh? Why am I saying this? Because most of the church world talks loss in connection with death. They do not talk gain. They talk loss. Are they lost? Huh? Now, we're talking about believers now. If you could talk to them after they died, you say, are you lost? They go, oh no. I know where I am. That's right. Yeah. Have you been lost? No. I don't refer to my loved ones that have gone home to be with the Lord that I lost them, nor do I refer to them in the past tense. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are not just people who lived a long, long time ago. They're alive and well today. As is Elijah and Elisha, Peter, James, and John. Paul, right? They're not were. They are. They're just not here. They're there. But they are there. Are y'all with me? Yes. We didn't lose them. They just relocated. I mean, if you had relatives here in Missouri and they moved to Arkansas, you wouldn't cry and go, we lost them. Yeah, they're over there in Arkansas. We lost them. Sorry for your loss. We didn't lose them. We know where they are. They know where they are. Nobody's lost. They're not gone forever. They're just not here. They're there. And we're going to be there in about 30 minutes. God time. Maybe an hour. I can wait an hour to see them. Come on, are y'all listening to me or not? I mean, 1,000 years to God is like yesterday. Well, 100 years is a tenth of that. That's 2.4 hours.
That's right?
Right? If you've already lived half your life, if you're 50 years old, then all you got to wait is an hour.
Come on. Got an hour left.
Can you wait an hour?
Yes.
To see your loved ones and your friends? I see them in an hour. And to them, that's how it is. I'm convinced. Well, you know, they're with God, so their perspective has changed in time from how it was down here to his time.
Yes.
They're with him now. So they're experiencing it like he does.
Amen.
And I'm convinced that people that have been dead for 40 years, and we live another X amount of how long, and we die, they'll look up and go, you're already here. Because to them, it was just a couple hours. This is Scripture. Isn't it? To live is Christ, and to die is
gain.
Loss.
Gain.
Loss.
Gain.
Sorry for your loss.
Gain.
We lost them.
Gain.
They're gone. Well, gone from the body, gone from the earth, not gone for good.
Right.
To die is
gain.
Gain. Gain.
Gain.
Somebody say gain.
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 Gain. He said, if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. You know, the choices we make determine how long we stay down here. Some people leave early. You don't want to do that. This thing's short enough as it is. I'm in a strait betwixt two, he said, having a desire to depart and to go to be with Christ. He said, I want to get out of here. I want to see him. I want to go to be with him, which is far better.
Amen.
Getting out of here and going to be with the Lord is far better than being here. Because here we're just walking by faith with him. There we see him face to face. Somebody say far better.
Far better.
Far better.
Gain.
Far better. Now some folks say, well, yeah, but you know, I lost them. It's my loss. I got a scripture for you. John, go to John. You knew I'd have one for you, didn't you? Okay. Go to John 14. To die is
gain.
How many think it'd be good to kind of work that word loss out of your vocabulary concerning death?
Amen.
And stop referring to people that have died in the past tense. Well, you know, so-and-so used to be this, and you know, they were, well, they still are. They're very much alive, just in a different place. Not used to be, not were. Do you have family and friends that have gone on? Huh? They are, not were. And I tell you, the next time you see them, they're going to look better than you ever saw them look. Your parents and your grandparents, you never saw them when they were 18. You wait till you see them. You're going to be amazed. And when you're, as you're oohing and aahing over them, they're going to say, well, hey, you don't look so bad yourself. And you're going to want to go look in the mirror. Because we have so many issues caused by decay. We're not at our best right now. John 14. Did you find it? People say, well, yeah, you know, I understand that, but I've lost them. I've lost them. And it hurts, and it causes me pain. Jesus was telling his disciples that he was leaving. And boy, it bothered them. It upset them. And they came to him one by one and told him, oh, no, we're going with you. We will die with you. But no, you can't leave us. He said, no, I'm going. I'm going. And they were distraught. They were upset at the thought of losing him. But notice what he said to them. In verse 27, John 14, 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, unless there's a funeral.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
Unless somebody died.
Nope.
Then you can forget that verse.
Nope.
No. It is such a powerful witness that we are not afraid of death, and that we don't mourn and grieve like those who have no hope when somebody does die. People will look at us that don't know these things, and they will see the strength, and they will see the light, and they will see the peace and joy and go, how do you do it? How are you not falling apart? How are you not crumbling and just heaving and crying? And how are you not just full of grief and sorrow? It's because the truth has made you free. The truth has changed your thinking, has renewed your mind, and you've realized, thanks be unto God, He's given me the victory over death.
Thank you, Lord.
This is not the end. Where is your bite? Where is your sting? Where is your victory? Oh, grave and death, you don't have it. Jesus has it. He's got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. I don't have to be afraid of death. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be. You'll be tempted. You will be tempted, but resist it. There'll be times if you catch yourself yielding to it, you need to stand up and go, no, quit that, quit that, quit that. Right. Yeah, you'll miss them for a few days, but you're going to see them in 45 minutes.
That's right.
Can you keep it together for 45 minutes till you see them again? You didn't lose them forever. They just relocated. And here's the other thing. Notice the next verse, the very next verse. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. You have heard how I said to you, I go away. I'm going now. I'm coming again. If you loved me, you would rejoice. Oh, come on, do you see this? If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father. And friend, if you love them, you'll rejoice. If you're only thinking about yourself and you don't have faith in the victory over death, then you'll grieve and you'll sorrow year after year like there's no hope and like it's the end of everything. But if you love them and you realize they got no more pain, no more problems, they're out of here, they're with the Father, they're in the presence of Jesus, you'd rejoice for them. You'd be glad for them if you loved them. Can you see this?
Amen.
See, so much of the grieving and sorrowing, it's just selfishness and it's unbelief. It's acting like Jesus didn't raise from the dead. It's acting like heaven's not real. It's acting like all these things are not true. Oh, friend, there's great victory here today.
Amen.
There's great victory in these verses. There's great victory in this word. Our thinking can be changed. Our perception can be changed. The way we talk, the way we act, the way we respond. Two more died. Two more. This is a part of life. This is the way of all the earth. This is happening. In a few more minutes, you and I are gone. It doesn't scare me. How about you? It doesn't shake me. It doesn't scare me. That's not the worst thing that can happen to a child of God. Is it? To depart and be with Christ, which is gain, and to be far better? The worst thing that can happen, living or dying, is to be without the Lord.
Yes.
That's the worst thing that can happen to anybody, living or dead, is to be without Him. Thank God I'm not without Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Death, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.